Lollygag went on to pound Hutto, but then lost two straight district games to San Antonio Cole and Niederwald, setting up a must-win situation in Week 10 against Junction. The Cats went on to win that matchup, and Tom Foolery told us how that victory put his team into the playoffs. We'll give him a call down at the Lollygag Wildcat Fieldhouse.
Should be in the fieldhouse today, I would imagine.
I hope so.
Probably just got off the practice field.
Yeah. Postseason feel in the air.
Hello, Fieldhouse.
Is Coach Fuller in?
This is Coach's office. You got him.
Hey, Coach, it's Donovan Miller from the Ticket.
Well, howdy, gentlemen.
How are you?
Everything up there in Dallas.
Good.
Going great.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Things been great here, and I tell you what, you know, I got to tell you right off the bat, I want to thank the people of Dallas, Texas, and the listeners of the Ticket for their prayers. You know, they've been rooting for us down here. They kind of adopted us as their high school football team.
Uh-huh.
And by golly, I'm sure that had something to do with us getting in.
I'm sure it did.
Well, congratulations, and please explain this.
Well, you know, we went down to Junction, and we needed a victory. We had to take care of our own business, and by golly, we got it. We won 22-10, and, you know, there's the first scenario right there.
Right.
You know, we couldn't win by more than 13 points. Something about the playoff situation, like I said, I couldn't figure it out. But we figured it out somehow that we needed to win by 12 or less.
Right.
So we got great community support down there in Junction, the pep squad, the drill team, spirit groups. they came on down there with us, and by golly, we got out to a 20-0 lead.
Wow, no.
And so, yeah, can you believe that? I mean, heck, that's what I was saying. Our kids are playing great football, and I'm saying, oh, no. So, you know, we just yanked our defense.
We pulled them
off the field, and our offense went both ways. And we had to plug in, you know, people. I put Raymond Rodriguez, our kicker, at nose guard.
Oh, I bet that was an ugly sight.
135 pounds. We put Ed Dimwitty at middle linebacker. The kid played one play all year. So, you know, now we got allegations of point shaving.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but those are going to blow over. There's no proof there. I just, you know, saying we was resting our kids hoping to get in the playoffs. I mean, what can they expect? We want to get in.
Right.
Now, what about the game offensively? I know LaShonda had another big one.
Oh, I tell you what, LaShonda's never played better in his life.
Really? Mm.
No, LaShonda had 145 yards rushing in the first half alone.
Wow. Whoa.
And, boy, that put me at ease because, I mean, you know, with the playoff pressure and the season we've had up and down, going to that game with everything on the line, I was more nervous than a whore in church.
That's pretty nervous.
Yeah, when we got up to the 20-0 lead and he had 145 yards, I pulled LaShonda out because he done a great job. And I tell you what, that put me at ease, and we was real happy with the victory, but heck, it wasn't over yet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, now, not only did you guys have to win by 12 or less, but a lot of other things had to happen.
Yeah, I mean, we was on the bus on the way back from Junction, and, and, you know, hey, we was anxious. I mean, you know, we'd won the football game, but we weren't really ecstatic about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we weren't happy as a lark or anything because we had to have other things happen. I mean, I hadn't been as anxious on the bus ride since the last time I went in for a colonscope.
God.
I mean, I had butterflies, and my stomach was all upset. Of course, you know what they say about coaches over 50.
What's that?
You know, we're getting up there in age. They say, you know, two things coaches over 50 can't do, and that is don't pass on the restroom and don't trust a fart. So I'm a little worried about my stomach there, but, you know, it was a long night, you know, because I stayed up with Mavis staring at the ceiling. We weren't sure, you know, what was going to happen down in Mason and with Hondo, and I didn't find out till about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Then you had to go somewhere for a coin flip, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Mason lost to Hutto on a last-second field goal, and Hondo's slippy scoot back was held to 71 yards. He had to be held under 74.
Right.
So it's a three-way tie, so it's me and Hondo coach Tucker Rackley, and Mason coach Tudor Draper. We went down and met for a coin flip down. We figured we need to go to a neutral site where it was good for all of us. So we met at 9 o'clock Saturday morning at the Kettle down in Freer, Texas.
All right. So what happened? You flipped the coins.
Tied, so the waitress, we said, well, first of all, let's just draw straws. So he's going to flip first. So Tudor Draper drew the short straw. So he got the buy. So it was me and Tucker Rackley, Hondo flipping. And he called it tails, and it wind up heads. So, hey, we won the first one.
Mm-hmm.
So then it was down to me and Tudor Draper of Mason. Well, it was my turn to call, and since heads won for us the last time, I called heads. But the quarter bounces off the table onto the floor, rolls underneath one of the booths. And I tell you what, that quarter was harder to find than your car at the drive-in theater when you come back from the concession stand.
Right.
I mean, we had four grown men, all of us over 200 pounds, on our hands and knees, scurrying across booths looking for a quarter on the floor at a Kettle restaurant. And we got thrown out because, well, first of all, that's why they call him Tooter. Second of all, well, he's over on all fours, bent over on his hands and knees. Some ladies complained because he got plumber's crack showing. I mean, she ordered the Grand Slam breakfast, but I don't think those were the honey buns she had in mind. So, you know, Tooter, he wanted a reflip because he said the quarter got caught up on some maple syrup down on the floor.
So did you get one?
Two out of the three.
Right.
Well, thank goodness we had a UIL representative there because, I mean, Tooter was throwing a fit. First of all, he said the coin flip was way out of line in the first place. He thought we should test some physical skills.
Huh?
Well, he wanted Jimmy Slinger, his QB, and Billy Bob, my QB, to go out in the parking lot, and whoever threw the ball furthest, that team should go to playoffs.
Well, that's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said, hey, if we're going to do, you know, it made me mad. I was right. Hornet. I said, hey, Tooter, if you want to test physical skills, why don't we just arm wrestle right here? So, needless to say, we're going to have quite a rivalry with Mason again next year.
I bet. The damn cowpunchers.
And then at the same time we was in the playoffs, we didn't know who we was going to play yet. I mean, it's like being invited to the big dance and not knowing how ugly your date was going to be. So we figured out that Dilly and the other district there, the Dilly Wolves, they had to flip with Carn City and Dilly Wins.
Mm-hmm.
So to make a long story, well, heck, make it longer, it's going to be the Dilly Dogs or Dilly Wolves. We call them the Dogs. Dilly versus Lollygag in the first round of playoffs.
Where y'all playing?
Well, I was tired of coin flipping, so we just decided, me and the coach at Dilly, his name's Prentice Gidney, and we decided we're just going to play a neutral site, so we're going to kick off down there at Skidmore Tynan. I tell you what, we're excited. Our community is real happy. We finished 6-4, 4-2 in district in a playoff spot, so we're just excited to be in the playoffs.
Well, I guess so. Well, how's Dilly? They any good?
I tell you what, we had some guys scouting them last week, and they're a generic, basic football team. They're going to run the football at you. They're not real big, but they execute real well. Their kids are real well coached. Prentice Gidney does a great job with them. Year in, year out, they're a playoff team. Physically, I think we can handle them, and I think it's going to be a good football game. I think it's a fairly even matchup, but you know, I just hope our kids come ready to play.
I know this was what it's all about, and I know you're famous for your speeches. Do you have anything cooked up for tomorrow night?
Well, we had a pep rally this morning, and I gave them something this morning. It's not what I'm going to use tomorrow night, but I told them, hey, kids, some you win, some you lose. Some are rained out, and some you can't get tickets for, but by golly, you got to dress out for all of them. We are going to dress out tomorrow night, and we're going to give it our best shot.
Well, good luck to you, Coach.
Well, hey, I appreciate it, fellas, and I guess we talk whether we win or lose. But, hey, I got to go right now. Some of our JV baseball team, they just started the season practicing, and they got some baseballs out and some jockey straps, and they're playing slingshot in the locker room, so I got to go break that up.
Right.
Yeah, someone might put an eye out. You got to be careful there.
No.
Well, good luck.
Thank you, gentlemen.
We'll talk to you next week.
Okie dokie.
Coach Tom Foolery.
Coach Tom Foolery of Lollygag High, and the postseason is officially here. It's 4:32 on the ticket. Lollygag went on to beat Dilly in the first round of the playoffs and defeated Carn City in round two before falling in the regional semifinals to the Foul Furious Fightin' Jerseys.
You know, all in all, it was a great year to be a Lollygag fan, and it was our privilege to bring this season recap to you, the ticket listener.
Stay tuned to Dunham and Miller weekdays 2-5 on the ticket for the latest word on Lollygag football and Coach Tom Foolery.
For George Dunham, I'm Craig Miller. We hope you enjoyed the tape and keep it on Sports Radio 1310.
The Ticket!